Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's going on, everybody? Load Management Podcast. This is Chops here in New York City with my man Zion. Adam's out in L.A. We have a very special guest today, Antonio Brown, A.B. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm grateful to be here.
Legit right off the plane.
Yes, sir. Fresh out the jet, charter Teterboro.
We saw that. We were watching your IG Live earlier. Were you shooting a music video?
Of course.
Outside of the plane in Miami?
Yeah, outside and on the plane.
And you shot it on the plane, too?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man, it's fun, man. Every time you get an opportunity to share a visual, you know, cook a visual, you know, content is key. So I'm trying to put out some positive message. Whole lot of money, probably 100 million screens, you know, Vivo right now. So it's a lot of the positive to look forward to.
Business is booming, as you say.
Yes, sir.
You know, like I said, we got Adam in L.A. Adam, what's going on?
Very happy to have Antonio come through, and like we said before we kicked off the podcast, he was a man of his word. He came through, hopped on the plane, came through his promise, so we greatly appreciate the guests that keep their word and show up. So, yeah, Antonio, we know you got a lot cooking right now, and you, as you said before you hopped on the podcast officially, you want to make things spicy for this podcast, so we appreciate you going to be honest and upfront with all the questions, because you got a lot of shit going on right now, for sure.
Oh, man. Shit always going on.
One way of putting it.
We're for sure going to get spicy. So, whole lot of money spicy. Video. How many YouTube videos? How many YouTube views? Over 100 million right now?
1 million right now. I think we just closed over 1 million right now.
Over 1 million.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have to ask. Are you in rap beef right now?
Nah, man. Just, you know, when you're in the top spot, you know, just everybody want to come for you. So, you know, being a giant in the top spot, you got a lot of midgets talking, but, you know, can't really hear them.
So we're obviously talking about Logan Paul. He actually, like, he dropped a diss song for about you.
I know. I mean, everybody's using my name for slander, using my name to make money, talking about my name. He's just a few people who join a list that are AB names. It's like, what do? You just went in the studio for 3 hours and think about AB? Like, how weird is that? You know, guys. This is someone. Is he a rapper or is he a YouTuber?
I had no idea that he made music. I saw, like,
I guess I'm inspiring a lot of people, man, to be who they want to be, I guess, by using the AB name.
Did you listen to his song?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I've never been.
I never known him to rap. You know, I know you want to get him involved with AB. You know, it's a lot of media attention, a lot of stuff that come with saying the Antonio Brown name, so. I thought the guy wanted to fight, you know. I was ready to fight. Then the guy started rapping, you know.
Well, let's talk about that then, the fight. So where do we stand? Because Logan's called you out numerous times.
We didn't ask no more Logan Paul questions, man. We done with Logan. Tell Logan keep mentioning my name, man. I hope it costs some money.
It certainly seems like he has an idea of what he wants to do, and you're pretty clear about he's using your name for clout, which, you know, seems to be a popular thing in the rap game these days, which you're getting into, kind of that clout. What'd Drake say on the new Future song?
This is fame, not clout.
Exactly.
You guys got it wrong. Yeah. These guys think it's clout, you know. Tell Logan he gotta build some fame before he try to clout chase, you know.
Yeah.
We ain't got no rap beat, man. Logan Paul is just reaching.
Reaching, yeah.
That's what everyone do. They want to reach to AB, get a reaction. Then when I react, I'm the bad guy. Because if it was a problem for real, man, he won't be playing, you know, just an internet game.
Well, like you told me, when we talked, you know, just for context, I interviewed you like a month ago,
yep.
Complex, and you guys at like Super Bowl 2 years ago or something, he was at your house, right? You guys, he was at your house.
Yeah.
So it's like, it seems like he's definitely trying to take on that, you know, like you said, reaching for your name and type shit.
Yeah, man. They're monetizing the AB name, the brand. I mean, as he makes a diss track, I guess he does well. You know, you say my name, put it in the title caption.
Yeah, it's like, usually you don't see that. Sometimes sometimes you let fans determine, like,
exactly.
Subliminal shots. He put your name,
exactly.
Going broke, parentheses, Antonio Brown diss.
I know.
So AB, I mean, you know, we just brought up quickly the idea of fighting him. Where do you legitimately stand though right now on the idea of fighting him? Is it bullshit? Is it nonsense? Is him just kind of trolling with
you? It's a joke,
would you
man.
Seriously actually consider taking him on?
I've been ready, man. 10-20 mil, I knock him out. I thought the maximum party we said 20 mil, but there's no agreement. This guy's making videos with my name. It's just a joke, you know?
I saw the flyer. There's a flyer he made that you put up, right?
I don't know. I really haven't, you know, this type of stuff don't get my attention, man. I got a lot more positive things to be focused on, like whole
but if
lot
they
of
came,
money, million
if,
dollars. We ain't talking about what ifs and what ifs, man. We done with that, man. Talk about me, about something about real logistics. If you want to talk about some fan or someone doing something productive or pertaining to of something meaning, then
all
let's
right, so we'll,
that,
we'll leave it at this. We'll say if the money is right, you would consider fighting Logan Paul, but we'll transition to something else of more topical. Yeah. Where do you stand right now with your pursuit of playing football again?
Well, the process of that is unfolding. You know, the combine's coming up. I'm working on some representation right now for myself to be able to get represented at the combine. And if I have to, you know, I fly out there myself and meet with the team.
Is that like, that's like the rookie combine, but you think like
no,
that?
No, that's not the rookie combine. I know you guys not football or sports, but the combine is for any free agency, any player that's going to be playing in a league of this year, you know, all on meet at the combine.
Gotcha.
Meet every team, opportunities, general managers. So the process of the 2020 NFL season started at the combine. So if you're a player, any contract, anything you're trying to do is all start there. So
gotcha.
For me, you know, it's going to be the start.
Gotcha.
And you say you're looking for new representation. So I guess there is some curiosity about where you stand with you and Drew Rosenhaus, your former agent, who you guys parted with.
I don't stand with Drew Rosenhaus. He's not my agent. You know, that's another form of the clout chasing. It's like if business get handled, it's behind closed doors. But when you're Antonio Brown, everything make the news. You know, everything is out in the public. You got my own agent who been my agent for 10 years calling the media, Adam Schefter reporting he don't rep me. The guy got 150 guys. Why are you going to go to the media and say me? But, you know, that's what happened with the AB name. You know, just dragging the mud, but it's still coming back solid gold, you know?
But you guys worked together for a number of years. We've been fired.
That guy been fired up and down. I just ain't really, you know, told a story. I didn't really get the facts. It's just people say something first, and then I'm got to be the guy who sit here and answer it. But I done fired that guy numerous times. Our contract been expired for 2018, so we don't even hire representation on paper. So he been knew that. I guess he just ran to the media to seem like he got rid of me. I could hire that guy back tomorrow, man. Who's not going to want to make 2% off AB making 10 to 15 million playing football? So don't get it twisted out here, man. If people ain't making something for you, from you, they not going to give you their best and do what you need them to do. So right now, I guess the guy thinking I wasn't really wanting to play football, so he went out and went to the media, but now he's begging back. Oh, yeah, that's how I go, man. Everyone's hiding behind media, playing on my name. But hopefully this year, you know, we put it in all that.
Do you think, because, like, it seems like Schefter and all them, they get their information from agents mostly, right?
Yeah, man. They're all close friends with the agent, man. It's all a system. It's all a system between the masses, the media, the agents, the guys who do media locally. They all in cohesions, man. They all talk. They all friends. Drew Rosenhaus is Adam Schefter friend. You know, something need to be leaked out. He just texts his boy, hey, this is what the deal is. And they put it out, you know. No matter if it's true or false, they put it out and people write about my name. And that's the sad thing these days, man. You could be framed. Anybody could write anything, say anything, and there's no consequences, no code of conduct. You know, you can just do whatever. You know, you got YouTube guys monetizing my name to do music, monetizing my name for fights. You got agents saying they monitor my name. You know, it's just, you know, in a world full of users, you know.
Yeah.
So AB, are you actively looking for new representation
or would you consider representing yourself?
You can do your own.
You're going to the combine no matter what.
I ain't going nowhere, man. Don't block me in with nothing, man. Stay tuned.
Oh, so you're not going to go?
Who knows?
Okay, you just play it by ear. Well, one thing I've noticed is it seems like maybe like one day you'll be like, I want to play football, but then other days you're like,
Listen, you don't change your mind, man. You don't wake up and say you want to do something. You don't.
Yeah.
To this point, man, it's up to the NFL. You know, it wasn't never up to me. Was I ready to play? It was, you know, on the NFL and the people in the higher ups making the decision to allow me to play. obviously I got a lot of grievances coming up with the NFL, so we'll see how that goes. But man, obviously I'm in high shape, I'm in good physical condition, and
you're working out.
Opportunity presents it, we'll see what happens.
You're working out. You got the gym. That's where you did the
yes,
ESPN
84/7 Fitness.
Yeah, down in Miami.
Yep.
You're doing your thing down there.
Yes, sir.
So, what was your initial reaction when Roger Goodell said he's more concerned about your well-being than you like playing? Like, was there? Did you hear it right away?
I heard it, but I'm like, man, it's been 130 days that I've been off from football. So, like, I don't know if, you know, how someone could say they're concerned about my mental wellness. You know what I mean? Like, it's been 140 days since I've been in the NFL, since anyone. You know, they don't really care, man. It's all business. These guys say what they got to say to protect themselves. You know, in this game, man, it's a dirty game. It's a crazy world. You got to fend for yourself.
So, AB, what's been the toughest part about being away from football for these 140 days?
I just get boring, man. I like to have.
That's why you're making all the music.
Yeah, I got to find something to be disciplined. You know, find something that I could work hard and strive for. You know, no matter who you are in the world, we all need routines and stuff that we look forward to, stuff that we could work hard towards. So for me, you know, that's just, you know, what I miss. You know, just waking up, working hard. You know, having a goal, working towards something with a team. I miss winning. I miss scoring touchdowns, dominating defenders. You know, it's a lot of stuff you miss playing ball. You know, when you take that 60 minutes of performance for a game day and, you know, you can just focus on the results, man. The results are you winning the matchup. The results are you winning the game. The results of your hard work from the whole offseason just right for this one moment. So for me, you know, it's a lot of emotion, a lot of energy I bring to the field. And, you know, but having those 60 minutes to just focus on, you know, winning, you know, 60 minutes of winning. No bills, no babies, no baby mamas. You know, just focus on winning and, you know, trusting your spirit.
Do you think the NFL is dragging their feet on this? Like you said, 140 days.
I mean, everyone's due a deadline. You know, they give deadlines for everything.
Yeah.
I guess I ain't get one.
They haven't told you anything? Like, they're not like, AB, like, this is when we'll know that you can.
They don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, he said they care about my wellness. So, whatever that means or whatever, regardless, they're going to do.
And then obviously, like, you worked out for the Saints, so obviously, like, yeah, they're not telling teams to stop talking to you, you know?
Yeah, I think that was just a publicity stunt, man. We knew New Orleans wasn't trying to do nothing, man. Like, they see me work out every day.
Yeah,
that's why I made this song Home from the NO.
Yeah, I saw the song. You saw, yeah, Zion at the airport.
Exactly. Not the airport, in the facility.
In the facility, yeah. Yeah. And so why do you think the Saints would want to do a
I don't know, man. You guys read articles, you know, I guess you guys heard about those guys protecting media crisis with the
priest thing.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So who knows, man, you know. Everyone's doing stuff for their own benefit, you know. No one's, you know, doing stuff out the kindness of their heart or the generosity of trying to help someone, you know. Those guys call me in, they lose the next week, so good for them.
The Patriots also lost that week.
I know. Everyone took a fall, but who knows?
Was that the only team that has hit you up so far, or have you been in contact with other teams?
No, I've just been off the radar, man, doing music. Let's get into my music, man. A whole lot of money video, 1 million views, man. I'm talking to me about naysayers, haters, guys monetizing the AB brand. It's a lot of that going on. You just got to ask AB how he feel, man. I just feel like God's plan, man. I was in the Drake video a long time ago, you know, and that wasn't just being in the video. You know, that was, you know, for the moments, for like these, you know, you got to remember it's God's plan.
Yeah, definitely about the music. In the ESPN interview, you mentioned being away from football, like aggression, being able to take it out on the football field. Where does the music kind of play into that? Because you said you're bored, so you do music, but like that aggression, yeah, like, does the music help with, yeah, that? Like, does it take off that focus for you? Like, you making music like that?
I feel like you could tap in any emotion you make with being creative and making music, but you can't get physical with someone else, you know? So that's the part of the game you miss, you know? You could get a little bit combative with someone else.
Yeah. 100%.
So, and AB, you've also been performing live, right? Because I saw on Instagram you did a crowd. Was it Miami recently? Got in front of the crowd. So you're kind of really branching out. And
I'm trying to get my BMIs up. You know, I'm trying to get that live performance.
One way of putting it, yeah. But I mean, what's it like? You've obviously, you're just performing in front of 80,000 people, but performing your music is a little bit different for a smaller crowd. So what's it like to be on stage?
I'm a performer, man. That's what I do. I'm a performer in the bed, on the stage, in the field. I perform, man. That's Chelsea. You heard?
You definitely are an entertainer. Like, I will give you that. And definitely, like, what's it mean to you when people say, we can't wait for the AB 30 for 30? Like, people love the story. And you're an entertainer, and you kind of...
I make it fun for them.
Yeah, you make it fun for kind of everybody, you know? Like, you haven't played football in 140 days, but you were the top trend on Google for the...
I was number one out there. You hurt?
Yeah, so it's like...
You hurt!
You were the most searched athlete in 2019.
Most searched athlete you haven't played
in... last year, man. Tell me about something this year, man.
This year, okay.
We ain't looking back. I can't see my eyes looking for it. You hurt?
Yeah, I feel you on that. So, you know, performing, music out now. Yeah. Like you said, the music doesn't reach... that level that you kind of feel like. What else can you do to kind of, since you're not playing right now, is there anything else that kind of fills that gap?
I don't know. That's why I've been talking to my therapist to see, you know, what else I could do. You know, and you used to playing football for 6 years, since 6 years old, and, you know, used to performing. So I just got to work on other ways to, you know, channel and express the energy.
Hey. Wait, AB, I got one more music question, because scrolling through your Twitter, preparing for you to come here, I think you alluded to an AB and OBJ track. Is there a track with Odell rapping with you?
You tweeted that.
I know.
You did tweet that.
You can't just tweet.
It could be a possibility.
Odell raps?
Odell raps. He's pretty good at it.
You've heard the bars?
Yeah, I heard the bars.
Are they legit?
Look, can we rate them? You can't just tease everybody.
I can't give you guys OBJ bars are.
You guys give me something, man. I can't give you anything.
you got all the knowledge. You're the guest here.
Have you heard Kevin Durant rap?
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Nice. I need to make a track with him. Is he in New York right now? I'm gonna hit him up.
He probably
is.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he travels with the Nets. Yeah,
I'm gonna hit him up. See how you doing.
Is he where?
Kevin Durant, that boy, man. We all kings out here, African kings, man. You know, ain't nothing we can't do or manifest. You know, simple as that. You heard?
I feel you. So Odell track may or may not happen. No word yet.
I'm gonna get on it. You guys want it or what? You guys want it or not?
You're the one that teased it.
I'm saying it's there. If you guys want it, say you want it.
I didn't even know that could be a possibility. That's the thing, you know.
It's loaded, man. I just let it fly.
Load management. It's loaded.
Just
up.
Let it fly.
There you go. My thing about, like, people like players like you and Odell, do you guys feel like you've been unfairly treated by, like, you mentioned the media, but even the NFL saying, Odell, you got to change your shoes.
And you know we targeted, man. Everything we do is watch and monitor to the max, made a big deal of. Man, you know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, did you feel that even when you were still, like, four or five years ago in Pittsburgh, did you feel that? Like, has that been a thing that you've always felt in the NFL?
No, just when you get to that stardom, you start getting that big money, you start getting that success. And, you know, it's a team game. You're on a team with 50, 60, 70 guys. And ultimately, all of those guys want to be the guy. So when you so happen to be the guy, you know, these are the type of things you deal with. You know, the extra attention, the media scrutiny. We don't supposed to be in these positions. So anytime you make it here, you know what this position entails and you know how to handle it.
So AB, with you being caught up in all these headlines, away from the field, legal issues, stuff like that, what do you think has been most misunderstood about your plight and your journey since, you know, you were released from the Patriots that's been portrayed in the media? You keep talking about the media kind of switching things up and telling this narrative that's not true. So tell our audience what has been misconstrued and what's been misunderstood about what you've been involved in, what you've been doing for the past few months.
I mean, it's really my self-explanatory, you know. I ain't going to make excuses. I ain't going to seek comfort. I ain't going to minimize my role. I ain't going to make excuses. You know, it is what it is. I'm going to just commit to be the difference. Maximize my role and commit to be the difference. Can't make no excuses. You know, not everything I've done been the right way or been perfect. But, you know, you got to reflect, look within yourself, see what I could do different, see what I could make better. And just overall growth, man, just growing. Everything we go through as human beings, you know, it's for a reason and it's for a purpose to grow. So we all have our story, you know, just as a part of the AB story. It's not all bad. You know, it's some adversity, you know, it's some wrong narratives. But at the end of the day, people know me, you know, they know what I stand for. They know my heart and they know who I'm in. So end of the day, man, you can't make everybody happy. You can't focus all on the negative. You just got to put your best foot forward and do what makes you happy. You know, life is short. Time is precious. You know, we don't know how much time we got. I know I got a whole lot of money, but I don't know I got a whole lot of time. So I got to maximize my time and just, you know, see the positive. You know, you get caught up, focus on the negative, then that's where you will be. You know, I'm just, you know, see the positive of everything. And I'm trying my best to just, you know, take the high road when stuff get negative.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned you've obviously, yeah, you've gone through plenty of stuff. You've learned a bunch of different stuff. Do you have, I guess, one true regret over stuff that's kind of, again, put out there publicly that you've acknowledged or maybe haven't yet acknowledged yet that eats at you more than others?
Yeah, probably with my girlfriend. You know, we have a lot of arguments. We have a lot of fight, but we have a lot of love. So I think for that one incident in front of my kids, you know, I think at that point, we were just fighting with a lot of emotions. So for the most part, I just feel really bad, you know, fighting with my girl in front of my kids, the police there, live on. But, you know, that's what I've been working on, just controlling my attitude and, you know, just trying to channel the energy or anger. So I have a regret for that, you know, being a positive role model, especially for my kids and my family. And I think me and my girlfriend feel really bad about that.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely are a role model to a lot of people, especially in your native Miami, where, you know, so many people look up to you for getting out of the situation that you got out of and becoming incredibly successful on the football field. So, and I know you had a little back and forth with some of the local people in Hollywood about, you know, how they kind of are treating you recently. But, you know, is there any chance of mending those kind of relationship and fences and again, trying to be the best role model you possibly can for the Miami youth that have looked up to you for so many years?
Yeah, man, I went on publicly to, you know, apologize to the Hollywood police staff and just apologize to anyone on the past what I thought, you know, I could have done stuff a little bit better or had a better attitude or conducted myself a little bit more professionally. So as a man, the first thing to do to get better is acknowledging the problem and to look within yourself to see what you could do better. So for me, you know, those situations, man, I just take them all in and learn from them, and, you know, that's all we could do, learn from my experience and be better from my experience and be a better leader.
Was it your decision to, I mean, obviously, you know, you do what you want to do, but
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, it's my decision, man. I don't got no marketing team, you know, it's just all AB right now. And AB cleaned out his closet, man, you know, just doing what's right for me.
And then what I was going to bring up was you went on the Pittsburgh radio station, which seemed, yeah. You know, what made you want to do that and kind of.
I mean, I'm a good guy, man. If I did anything, I'm a man. Like, if I did something wrong to you, I could tell you I apologize or I was wrong or I'm sorry. You know, there's no ego.
Yeah.
I know they say I made it from Liberty City, but Liberty City, you know, it seemed hood, but Liberty City for me, justice and liberal for all. You know, mm-hmm. Liberty City is not just, you know, it's a rugged ghetto, but man, it's rich soil, man. A lot of rich people, you know, come from those soils. You know, Gwen Cherry, one of the first black daughters in Miami, woman. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know y'all say Liberty City and where I've been from. You know, my dad was a legend football player, Eddie Brown, touchdown Eddie Brown. So I come from rich soil. You know, I know they say I come from the hood in Liberty City, but Liberty City is rich. It's rich soil, man. It's 5 minutes from the beach, 5 minutes from Miami International. So I'm a man, and I learned, you know, if you do something wrong, if you're a real man, you saw your scars, and you admit it and you move forward. You know, not a lot of people accept your apology or take it as it's real or not, but, you know, as a man, you just got to do what's right for yourself, and you can look yourself in the eyes and feel good about what you did. That's all that matters.
One person who I've noticed kind of stuck with you is Tom Brady. Like, it didn't seem like, is that to be the case?
Listen, no, Tom, you know, Tom's a great supporter of mine. You know, he's not happy about everything I've done.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't done everything the right way or perfect, you know, and we all haven't. I know you all have been mad before, reacted out of emotion, anger, maybe said some things you ain't mean, and that's normal human things. I guess for AB, it's not that normal. It's magnified. I'm under a microscope, so everything I do is times 10. So I had to just experience, learn it, and then learn from it.
AB, have you been relying on any other mentors? Because I know, again, Miami guys like Michael Irvin, you know, had some things about wanting to reach out, or not necessarily about reaching out to you, but, you know, emphasizing that he wanted you to, you know, I guess lean towards the positive ways and do what he possibly could, or you do what you possibly could to get in better straight. So long question short here, like, have you been relying on any mentors, especially Miami mentors, over the past few months as you've been going through these kind of troubled waters?
I've been just talking to my therapist, you know, mental health is important, not only with making the right decisions and having the right people around you, but being able to talk to people that don't have an agenda. You know, everywhere I go, if it's in public or no matter where it's at, people want pictures, they want autographs, they want something from me. So it's hard when, you know, you're talking to people and they only one-sided because they want stuff from you. So it's good that I could have a therapist or someone I could talk to and they give me a positive ear, you know, to just listen and be able to express myself without no agenda. You know, most people, they only, you know, listening or helping you for their own individual gain. So for me, you know, you gotta have that person you can express yourself freely and you feel like they don't, you know, have an agenda to take advantage or take something from you. You know, you put the A with the B. If you put A, you know what I mean? The A B with use, and that's abuse. So every time they try to use A B, they try to put the A B with the use, you know, they just abusing it. Abusing me, baby.
What's back to Brady. So he's a free agent.
Yeah.
There's been rumors that he might sign with the Raiders.
Yeah.
What's one thing you would tell him about the Raiders, having been with the Raiders last summer?
I couldn't tell him.
You wouldn't have any advice?
Just call Coach Gruden, John Gruden, the guy.
That's, you wouldn't, yeah. Nothing else. You wouldn't be like.
Brady's an OG, man. You don't need no, I know you do it right for him, his family, and Ben, his little Ben.
Is there any chance that you would reunite with him there, or would that?
Wherever Tom go, man, I think I want to play with Tom. 2020 Tom to AB, 20 touchdown, 25 maybe.
2000. So you had one.
2,000 yards, man. I missed a year, man. Shit, I got to double up. So yeah, whichever quarterback want to throw for 2,000 yards, that's just like 125 a game. You know, I need the whole staff, the whole program. No, AB need that 125.
So wouldn't rule out a Raiders return.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I just talked to John Gruden today, might I say. I don't know how it's going to go, but who knows?
What was that whole Raiders experience like? Was it because obviously know. Hard Knocks was there? So
I forgot, man.
You forgot the.
I forgot, bro. I forgot.
On,
man.
That was all.
It was shortly lived.
All on TV too, because of course Hard Knocks
AB,
was there,
baby.
All on Hard Knocks.
But
of course.
The AB we use, you get abused.
Yeah,
they're abusing me.
You and Gruden, yeah.
AB, let me ask you this: you've put up some impressive stats over your career. If you never play another down of football,
yeah,
do you think that you deserve one Hall of Fame consideration?
Of course.
And two,
it's never been a guy that's been able to do what I've been able to do. A 6-round guy who come in the game, take it by storm. So if I ain't play another snap, it's never been another 6-round pick in the NFL equivalent to Antonio Brown. No matter who, I mean, unless they're Tom Brady. But as far as receivers go, I think the only one probably after me is maybe Pierre Garçon, and I don't think he even playing no more.
No.
But he was the guy who, you know, take the small school grind and really killed it. And I don't even think he was over 10,000 yards.
Do you think, because obviously media votes on the...
It's all culture driven, man. So I don't really think about that stuff. You know, whatever destined for me is destined for me. Obviously, I like a yellow jacket, but, you know, I've been shopping at Dior. As you can see, I got high-end fashion. I don't got to go to Canton, Ohio to be celebrated. You feel me?
I feel you on that. How much
football? Those jackets are a little stuffy anyway.
Right,
so.
They are a little tight.
Yeah.
How much football did you watch this year? Did you watch a ton, or were you just kind of in your...
No, I was kind of boring this year, for real. I didn't really see... I mean, who was your favorite player? Who brought the assignment?
I'm a Browns fan,
Alvin
so...
Alvin Kamara got hurt, so...
I'm a Browns fan, AB, so that's... I'm just going to put that out there. Yeah, so that's...
So, AB, as you plot your comeback here and you take a look at the league, even though you haven't been watching football too much, I'm assuming that you probably have some franchises and certainly players that you want to play with. Am I correct in that?
Nah, man. I'm just whoever going to embrace me, man. At this
you don't
point,
care. You take any franchise, any team. You just want to get back in the league.
It ain't any, bro. It got to be somebody who, you feel me? You can't be any. You know, we ain't just going anywhere just to do anything. Like, bro, we got to have a plan. You know, they got to have a plan. They got to embrace me. They got to, you know, I want to be on a team that protect my well-being. Guys that are going to work as hard as me and guys that want to win. You know, I'm not signing up just to come out here and, you know, cash checks. 1,000 yards is average, you know, 62 yards, 62.5 yards a game. So a lot of these guys in the league getting 1,000 yards and, you know, they come home and they feel like they're the guys, but that's quite average. So for me, you know, I just need a team that's going to back me, people that protect my best interests and people that want to win. So we'll see who could align with those three. And then if they're hope for AB, I'll be out there.
And how many franchises like that are there in the NFL?
Sure, we got to study. That's why I need an agent.
to tell you, gotta get to line them up for you.
Yeah, man, I need somebody to represent. Maybe I could call Rick Rosé, send him to the combine for me.
Yeah, your Miami Maybe. Connection right there. You know, he'd do right by
Isn't
you.
Isn't Lil Wayne into representation now, too?
Nah, I can't go that far, Yerp.
You know, Young Money for you?
Nah.
You know, you need
Music
someone for
competition.
AB. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 10-year veteran, man, at this point. I can do it myself, Yerp.
Yeah. You know, AB, we appreciate you. Whole lot of money out now.
Whole lot of $1 million on Vivo, man.
So is there an album coming? Because I know you've been putting out songs.
I'm going to put it together, man. I've been singling them out, but I'm going to put it together.
Okay, so an album probably on the way.
Yep.
Single out now.
Singles with an S.
Singles,
baby.
Multiple.
Plural.
You put out multiple singles.
Shit, plural.
No diss response coming. You're just going to, you know, focus
you
on yourself.
You think I should diss him? What do you think?
I think you should, right? Why not? He went on wax, right?
Yeah, they all trying to wax me, man. Hopefully they cut that check. Checkers, baby.
I mean, it sounds like the check might
call,
be out.
I'm going to call. I'm going to see what I can do.
A lot more music on the way. Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we get out of
call
here?
Call God, man. Business is booming. 84/7 Fitness in Miami, man. Pull up and get that work. All you college guys coming out on spring break, man, trust me. There's no woman in the sand, man. Work hard. Be ready to go. You heard?
There it is.
Business first.
Hey, one more question. September, are we seeing you on an NFL field? Prediction.
Who knows?
You don't have a feeling
Tell
either?
Tom Brady called me. Tom, if you listen to this, I love you, bro.
We're going to cut this out and send it to Tom Brady.
Yeah, send this to Tom. Hey, okay. Tom, man, I appreciate you so much, bro. I would have had 2,000 yards last year, but, you know, they brought down the movement.
How far would the Patriots have gone?
I don't know, man. What do you want me to say? I could have took them? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
The offense was pretty bad in the playoffs.
Clearly. Couldn't get open.
Yeah.
I know. They'd rather pay me not to play me. Hopefully I get paid by them this offseason. And if they want to bring it back, well, think about it.
The Patriots, really?
Yeah. Why not?
Is the relationship still solid there, you think?
I saw Belichick in Miami at the Super Bowl.
He was down there. You talked to him?
I said, what's up?
All good love from his side?
Somebody need them $9 million. You heard?
That's what it was?
Whole lot of money, man. We need to put them $9 million. We lost out on $9 million. I need them boys to run it back.
That's what it is? You think he'll do it?
Let's see, man. You got to do it, man. Hopefully the NFL honored their contract. If they care about AB Wellness, you get AB the check.
That's what he said. That's the first thing Roger Goodell said when he was asked about you at the Super Bowl, was he cares about your well-being.
I know. I hope he do. We'll see. It's been 140 days. They ain't get me on no well-being yet.
Have you talked to, do you talk directly with him when you do, or it's like the league office?
Exactly.
So you haven't talked to Goodell at all?
I talked to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you just, no feeling either way on it, though?
I guess it's a process now.
Yeah.
Wait it out.
There we go. From the man himself, AB84.
Boom.
All right, man. We appreciate you stopping by the Load Management Podcast. This is Chops. AB, thank you. Zion respect, here. Adam respect. In LA. Thank you for coming through. Till next time, everybody. That was our Antonio Brown interview. Obviously, we touched on, I think, everything that people would want to hear from Antonio Brown at this point. You know, his football future, Logan Paul shit, his music, you know, all that. Definitely, he's a guy who has had a lot going on over the past 6 to 12 months. So, you know, a lot to talk about there. You know, and he was Antonio Brown, Adam.
He was, and I give Antonio a lot of credit for, again, coming through, being a man of his word, showing up when he said he would on this day, and answering our questions. So we thank you for coming through, and I think some of the stuff that he said definitely will be newsworthy and interesting to football fans, Saints fans, Steelers fans, Patriot fans. So, yes, thank you for him, to AB, for coming through and being honest.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're going to jump into some XFL talk. Obviously, the league debuted this past weekend, so, you know, let's get into it and kind of talk about the future of the league and all that. Adam, I don't know what you did this weekend. Do you know what I did this weekend?
I don't really care, but go ahead.
Okay, that's rude. I watched 4 XFL games. The return of the XFL, baby. Watched all 4 of them. Start to finish. Well, I kind of fell asleep in the second half of the...
Well, finish the story, too. You lost all your bets on them,
so
too.
I did, yeah, well, okay. I didn't really want to go there, but yeah, I went 0-for-4 on gambling on the XFL. It's hard when you don't know anything about the teams. So.
That's called stupidity right there. So that's your fault.
Why is it stupidity? What was stupid about it?
Why are you betting on something you don't know about?
Why not?
That's amateur hour right there. That's like number one in the book of gambling.
No.
Don't bet on something you don't know about.
No, it's called having fun and living life, pal.
Nah,
you need
it sounds
to get
like
out of the apartment on
broke.
That weekend. Yeah, was the weather that bad in New York?
No, it was nice. I was out and about, but you know, I made my way back, watched some XFL, played some bets, lost. You know what? We shake it off and we moved on to next week.
There was infinitely better ways for you to have spent your money over the weekend in New York City than gambling on the XFL.
Well,
but to each their own.
I don't think so. I think that was the top way to spend my money. I will say, and we talked about this a little bit, and me and Zion were texting about it, not that bad. That's my official review of the XFL first weekend. Not that bad.
It was all right.
It was way more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
I would agree with you. I would say that I didn't pay attention to the way you did. You were tuned into all 4 games pretty
much. Yes, I watched all four games.
Yeah, I mean, I had it on the background, was kind of like glancing at it here and there. But I will say that the quality of football play was a lot better than I expected. It kind of felt like a little bit like a higher level college play.
Yeah.
And the quarterbacking play, I thought the throws were pretty legit, and the athleticism and the, you know, the plays that I saw, there's some great catches too. So overall, the quality of play was a hell of a lot better than what I expected, and certainly what debuted in 2001 when the XFL first dropped. I mean, it feels like it's light years ahead of what that was.
Yeah, when Zion was just a little toddler.
Was in diapers.
Yeah, hey, the last time the XFL was around.
When you legit Zion wearing short pants.
Yeah.
Chill out.
He's wearing shorts right now. Spice Adams gym shorts.
I'm wearing jeans.
It's winter, pal. Yeah.
I am wearing jeans. He's lying to you. I'm wearing jeans.
We don't videotape this podcast, so it's my word versus yours.
We don't videotape me wearing jeans right now.
Don't be one of those fucking weirdos wearing shorts in the middle of winter.
Adam, he's wearing shorts right now.
I'm literally wearing jeans with my Kobe. Shout out Kobe.
Oh, you are wearing
Mamba
your Kobe
Monday.
Jersey. Mamba Mondays, it is. I will say, so here's what really stuck out to me about the XFL, because I don't know how much you guys watched of the AAF last year, which was just a total disaster.
Zilch. Although you gambled on it, if I remember
correctly. And I won. That's why I bet on the XFL this year, because I gambled on the AAF and I won.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, well, okay. So I thought, yay, you know, why not? No one knows the spreads. Maybe I can get lucky. I did not. But here's what I noticed. Like you said, the quarterback play was a mixed bag overall, but the highs were much higher than we saw in the AAF. Like, Cardale Jones is a pretty good athlete quarterback. Obviously not good enough to play in the NFL because he would be playing in the NFL, but he's like that fringe type guy where when he plays with this lesser competition, he's going to play well, and he did play well, which was fun. The trick plays, I love the transparency. They would never do this in the NFL where you can hear the play calls. because like NFL coaches are so secretive, but I love that. I love that we hear the play calls, like the interviews after the like a guy misses a kick and they're interviewing right after. Like that's amazing.
I wasn't that keen about that.
Yeah, I could do without the interviews.
But you're old school and kind of like stuffy.
I'm not old school.
No, Adam's like no, stuffy.
Yeah, but I'm new school and I didn't agree with the what's her face, Diana Rossini,
friend of the pod.
Nah, I don't know her personally, so I'm gonna call her out. She after a pick six, this man was celebrating in the end zone.
She was there.
She just runs up.
She
with
got the
mic.
Interview. What's wrong? She got the interview.
Nah, she didn't even get the. He ignored her. What are you doing?
Interviews produce f bombs, which I think one did.
There was an f bomb.
So if people are gonna say fuck on live TV, I guess I'm all for that and have like you know the networks like lose their shit over someone cursing over the airwaves. But in general, I don't really need to hear from a kicker who just shanked a 35-yard field goal.
It's hilarious
when you're a kicker in the XFL. Like I expect you to shank kicks on the regular basis. I don't need to hear a breakdown in the middle of the game. But like you said, Chops, the innovation and the kind of tweaks that they're doing with the broadcast.
The broadcasts were great.
Much better consumption of football. And as you and I kind of said before the pod, I don't want to spend 4 hours watching a football game. And I think these games all clocked in around 2 hours and 45 minutes. And the running clock is awesome. And the innovation and the stuff that they've added to the game to make it more transparent are good tweaks, which we know the NFL will never in a million years take on.
I don't agree with you there. I think the kickoff rule.
Yeah, the kickoff rule.
I'm not talking about the kickoff rule. I'm talking about and the potential point conversions. I'm talking about the transparency of where they allowed you to hear the officials discussing things and you had the play call and stuff like that. Like that transparency you will never have in the NFL in a million years.
Never.
The discussions of the officiating and what goes into that, that'd be a great addition to have to the NFL, but they'll never do that.
Would you really want to see like the challenges? I guess it's cool. Yeah, the kickoff rule I think the NFL will have in under 2 years.
I like that. I thought it was cool that you see everyone standing still, and then the second the guy catches it, you see this like you know burst of action, and I like this it's synchronized. And again, it should in theory make it safer. I don't know if it's going to create more plays, but that's a good tweak. I like that.
Florio said that the first weekend of XFL kickoffs, 86% of them were returned. NFL this past year, 36%. So obviously a small sample size with the XFL, but I think it's an immediate fix to a problem. Like the NFL has a problem with kickoffs because before they were so dangerous, they had to find a way to fix them. Now that's just kind of like a formality. This would make it an actual play again while being safer. I think they need to look into taking the XFL kickoffs immediately. I think that they need to look at taking the extra point system from the XFL. I don't know if they'd go as far as doing the 3-point play.
Yeah, the 3 points is a
that's like
much.
Some Harlem Globetrotters type shit, which is fine for the XFL. But the 1 or 2 point type thing, I think they should adopt immediately.
I don't know about the 1 point.
Why not? Make him earn the 1 point play. Don't have it be a kick. Make him earn the 1 point.
A kick, like,
why?
No, I mean the kick is so old and antiquated and boring.
Yeah,
what is entertaining about watching someone line up for a 35-yard field goal for 1 point?
But it's like, do you really deserve only 1 point if you're punching it in from the goal line? Like, nah, I don't think you.
What do you mean? What do you mean deserve 1 point? You earn the point.
But like that's the thing. And are you saying the 1 point is going to be from the 2 yard line?
Where was it from? It was from the 1.5 yard line.
Is that in the XFL?
Yeah.
I don't think that deserves 1 point because you're still scheming, creating a whole play like to get back into the end zone. It's not as easy as you think. Like that, people don't score from the goal line just so easily.
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you watch football?
Yeah,
bro. Do you know how many goal line plays they have in their playbook?
Listen, just go back to the Super Bowl. Marshawn Lynch. What happened?
Well, if Pete Carroll got too cute for himself.
He tried to throw the ball. What are you talking about?
Exactly. But Zion, it's not an automatic touchdown.
You're arguing against yourself because it adds excitement to the play.
I'm not saying it's not exciting. I'd rather see it, obviously, but like it's not. It shouldn't be 1 point.
Should we just get rid of the 1 point, just have it all be two?
I like that. That's better than
one point. I like the scoring variety, personally.
I like the scoring variety. I like the being able to go to one. The thing I really liked about the XFL, Adam, you'll appreciate this. Overs are more attainable, and catching up to a spread is more attainable because you can get 9 points a play. Like, when you're down 18, that's still a two-score game in the XFL. That's a fun wrinkle.
Gambling on it, and the XFL is already partnered with gambling.
They're talking about
like
it on the broadcast.
It's no, 1,000,000%. Like, it's going to make for a more fun gambling product, and your ability to again catch up and to cover and the ebbs and flows of, you know, how you follow the spread and the over unders and the totals will be a lot more fun in the XFL. I don't know if it's going to lead to necessarily more overs. Why do you say that?
Because I think you can...
Just because you can add 3 points and 2 points more regularly?
Yeah, so say you're 12 points away from the over at the end of a game, where in the NFL, like, say there's 4 minutes left, you're not going to probably hit that over unless something crazy happens. It's so much more attainable in the XFL because teams can go for 9 points a play, you know?
Yeah, I guess I'll give you that. It's a good point.
I think it makes it harder to gamble on it because... It can be shifted so much at the end of a game so quickly. And the 2 minute rule, it's called the comeback rule. They actually call it the comeback rule, where the clock stops. Even if you stay in bounds, the clock stops. So they really want teams to score, which is cool.
Yeah. The clock, for me, one of the best innovations is the whole clock. I love the idea of the running clock because, again, these NFL games and college games take forever.
College games
now.
Takes 5 hours. College games take five hours.
Big time college game takes 5 hours. It's agonizing. NFL is starting to creep up too. But I love the idea of the running clock. We don't need to have a stoppage of a incompletion with, you know, 13 minutes to go in the first quarter. Like, that's just idiotic. And the guy's running out of bounds and resetting the clock. And I like the 25-second play clock. Like, all these innovations the XFL has instituted, I think, are really fun, really smart. And again, it will behoove the NFL to actually take some of them up, but we know the NFL won't institute any of these changes whatsoever.
I think on the clock stuff, I think some of the other rule changes, like the kickoff points, I think we could see it. Let me ask this before we move on. In 1 year, where will the XFL be? Predict it. I'm going to say it's still around, and the NFL, there will be rumors of the NFL purchasing it as their official minor league system.
Well, let's take one step back, though. Remember last year, the Alliance of American Football got off to a good start, and people were kind of into it and talking about it. There were highlights on SportsCenter. Like, there was some discussion about it. You were gambling on it, and it got off to a very good start. And then it sputtered out spectacularly over, like, the ensuing weeks and months, and was basically out of business in 2 months.
Let me say this, though. Two things. Darren Revelle tweeted yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Darren Revelle spam on Twitter, but go ahead.
Yes. XFL tickets, retail tickets, have already surpassed AAF for the entire season. They're already filling up the stadiums. So I think they have an advantage there.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say they're filling up because, I mean, again, looking at these games, they played in some smaller venues, some bigger ones.
Yeah. But they've already sold Houston more tickets. Game. They've already sold more.
I mean, that's a great sign. They weren't filled stadiums. Like, the Houston Stadium where they played, I think, was the University of Houston.
Well, no, those are bigger stadiums. Like, MetLife wasn't close to filled, but they still brought out 18,000 people to MetLife. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would say if you can get 20,000 to 25,000 people for a minor league football game, which essentially this is kind of what it is, that's pretty damn respectable.
And here's my other point, which I just forgot. What you derailed me with your with your damn counterpoint that had no fucking meaning. What was I about to say?
What are you talking about? My counterpoint had no meaning.
Your counterpoint had no meaning. You threw me off
about the stadiums weren't completely filled.
Yeah.
That's a you threw me off. Ticket sales.
The TV deal. The TV.
40,000 seat stadiums are only half full.
We're back to it. My bad, everybody. Adam ruined the segment. No, I'm just joking. TV deal. They have such a better TV deal than the AFF did. That was like on CBS, like CBS
NFL Network.
Yeah, that kind of thing. This is on ABC, ESPN, Fox, FS1 every weekend. Like, right, bigger audiences are going to get to see this every fucking week.
So now that you're our official XFL correspondent and expert, do you have a team?
Yeah, I have a team. New York Guardians. I gotta go with the New York Guardians.
Nah, get out of here.
Why not?
You fraud.
Get out of here.
Where's the Ohio team?
There's not a Midwest team.
You should be rooting for Ohio River Valley.
St. Louis team. That's your squad.
Yo, talk about the St. Louis team, though. 9.5-point underdogs. They won that game straight up. Great value there.
Bro, you're acting like that matters in the first game.
Well, I can't be a New York Guardians fan. No, why are you not letting me be?
You're not rocking with New York. You're not even
We're
going
to have to do
Yorker.
A poll once this comes out.
Nah, this is a fraudulent.
It's the only time Giants and Jets fans can come together and root for
can
a
I
team.
Be a DC Defenders fan?
Nah, too far. You could go to St.
I'm
Louis.
I'm okay with
bro.
That. He can be a DC fan.
So what, big rivalry coming up this weekend. DC Ooh. Defenders, New York Guardians squaring off.
There's no rivalry. Shut the fuck
it's
up.
A rivalry. Long stated rivalry.
New York.
Yeah, long stated, yeah.
You're not rocking with a New York team. That's not happening.
I can't root for a New York team. Oh, my God. Nope. Okay, Adam, is this here next year? Quick.
I'm not ready to pass judgment yet.
One and done or no? Zion.
It'll be here, but it'll be dying next year.
I don't think so. I think it's. I think they're onto something. I think the NFL is going to buy it eventually. I don't know. We'll see. It was entertaining. I had fun.
I'll say this: a lot more people on Twitter talking about it than I ever expected.
Trending top topics both days. I mean, it's early.
XFL
first
Twitter
weekend.
Account is very good. Very good.
They had some good memes.
Very
They're
good.
Yeah.
Y'all been watching me.
All right, calm the fuck down, pal. Jesus.
They've been watching.
That's our episode, everybody. Obviously, the Antonio Brown interview to kick it off. Some XFL talk. Our thoughts on the league, you know, where we see it going. You know, obviously we're a little bullish, but, you know, standoffish about it. You know, until next time, this is the Load Management Podcast. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. For Chops, my man Zion here in New York City with me and Adam in LA. You know, until next time, shout out to our producers, Alejandro and Jasmine. Sound engineering done by Craig Clayton. Mixing done by Jasmine. Special shout out to our editor-in-chief, Damian Scott. Load Management is a production of Complex Podcast Network. And shout out to Jen Stewart and Josh out in LA recording us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.